I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to this Get Married podcast episode. We are super excited to be back in your ears with a brand new episode. I know we missed last week's. What were we doing? Oh, yes, we were down in Canberra. Our grandma passed away, which was a sad thing, but also we were able to celebrate her life with all of our family, but we didn't have time to do a podcast.
Well, it was actually last week where we were also speaking at an event and going to a conference. So it's all like just whizzed by this whole past few weeks.
It's blurred into 1 week.
Yeah, it was probably 3 weeks of combination, all that.
Exactly. But we are excited. We prioritized it this week and we're excited to talk to you about a story that we heard from a friend, actually. So we were talking to a friend, and I'm going to read you this story because we actually wrote it out, and then we're going to talk about it. So we met up with an old friend the other day. They were telling us a story about some recent changes they'd made, and it went a bit like this. I've always been that person who goes on hardcore exercise and diet missions, only to put on any weight I lose and more a month or so later. A continuous cycle of yo-yo dieting and exercising, losing weight, gaining weight, repeat. My goal was always get healthy. I realized that this goal wasn't working for me. I spent 20 years trying to get healthy. And so I shifted one thing. I shifted this tiny thing within my goal and everything changed. This tiny shift changed everything. It gave me the health results I've been struggling to reach for 20 years. So then they went on to tell us how this tiny shift helped them reach their goals because they were making these tiny changes, and all of these tiny changes was like a snowball effect, a ripple effect, and slowly but surely they reached their goal. Now, I wonder if you're tuning in and you've already realized what this tiny change is. So this tiny change from I'm going to get healthy was a simple shift in one word of that sentence. And instead of saying I want to get healthy, our friend started saying I'm going to be healthy. And this tiny change allowed them to shift everything. And that's what we're going to talk to you about today. How did this shift everything? How on earth did this one word shift everything? And I'm excited to dive into it, because imagine if that's all we have to do. Imagine if we just shift the way that we speak to ourselves, talk to ourselves, think, and then slowly but surely our actions change.
I mean, and it is just that one word, because it was like, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to be healthy. And really the difference is that I'm going to get healthy is always in future. And it's like not here and now. It's not present. It's tomorrow. It's on Monday. It's in the new year.
Plus, when they would, in inverted commas, get healthy, then the goal would be reached and then it would be done. Like, the goal is done because now I've gotten healthy. And then they'd kind of forget about it. And this is this idea with like fad diets, 12-week programs, quick fixes. They've all got this idea of like getting you somewhere, and then you get there. But how do we actually stay there? How do we create something that's sustainable? And this is where that changes, that shift. Because I'm going to be healthy is an ongoing thing. It's ongoing choices.
Mm-hmm. And it's like when you were talking about, you know, that snowball effect, because I'm going to be healthy, this goal kind of impacts every tiny little decision. And instead of you maybe, you know, starting that fad diet or doing that 12-week hardcore regime, which is like a diet and exercise, which isn't sustainable, you focus more on like smaller things. So maybe it's drinking an extra glass of water a day. Perhaps it's getting an extra hour of sleep a day. It's swapping the hot chips for the roast potatoes when you go out for dinner. It's aww, like these. Look, you can still have hot chips, just probably not the best thing to do every day, right? Yeah. And that's the look, we all know that Carla loves her chips, and I'm not saying to stop eating chips. If they make you happy, do keep eating your chips. However, we all must know that chips are not the most healthiest options, but there are like healthy ways to cook them and also healthy amounts to eat.
Yes.
I mean, like other people would say,
I don't eat chips every day.
And other people would actually say like, no, no chip is healthy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, whatever. Life is meant to be lived and enjoyed. And if chips make you happy, then eat the chips.
Yeah.
Just not every day in copious amounts.
And like, yeah, as you said, there's also healthier options. Like I could eat chips every day, like if I cook them the way I do at home, which is pretty much a roast potato.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yum, I had that for dinner last night.
How good.
Oh, my God.
You make homemade chips and they actually go crispy and you can never get it the next time. Like, I feel like it's just like, it's luck of the draw. Like, I know that we've tried to hack it and tried to, like, be like, this is how you make it perfect. But I think it has to do with the potato.
No, I really think, sis, it's to do with how you cut it. It's like if you do the same amount, if you do the same thickness.
Ah, true.
It's like consistency. Yes, if you have consistently cut chips, then you can create the perfect home-cooked hot chips.
Like,
yeah.
It's all about the batch, because like even when sometimes you do a batch, like you might get like three good chips and then the rest, like, I don't know, some of them burn and then some of them are still raw and you're like, yes. Why is this happening?
So disappointing. Anyway, this podcast is not just about chips. We're clearly passionate about chips. It's about being healthy and how this one little shift in our words and our mindset and our goals can change everything.
Yes.
And I mean, like,
You go.
Oh, I'll go. Yeah, it's like acknowledging how powerful our words are and how our words kind of, I was going to say dictate, but I don't like that word, how our words impact our actions. They impact our thoughts. And so, therefore, they impact our results.
Yes. I like this. I love this so much. And I mean, we talk about this all the time on this podcast. In fact, it's probably one of the running themes in that how we talk to ourselves, the thoughts, the conversation that goes on in the mind is a really, really important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to become aware of that conversation initially. Like that is the first step,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we just go through life and we don't realize that there's a conversation happening within ourselves. But when we start to become aware of the conversation and we start to tune in and be like, oh my gosh, like that's how I talk to myself all day, every day. And maybe you haven't checked in a while, like check in. How are you talking to yourself? Are you saying, oh, I'll do that later? Oh, I've got to get healthy. And like, you're kind of in this angry kind of state of yourself because like, you know, you said last Monday that you were going to start and now it's next Monday and you haven't even started. Is it because you're always in this idea of like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get there. What if we just shifted that one thing? What would I be? How would I be? How would I act? How would I think if I already was what I want to become? And this is really how we can look at all of our goals like this.
Exactly.
Like, it's not just health. Maybe it's like, I want to love my job. Okay. Well, what choices would you make if you loved your job? Like, do you have to quit your job? Or do you just have to shift the way that you see your current job? And these are the kinds of questions that you can ask, but only when you first become aware of the conversation that's happening inside of you.
Yes, inside your mind. And then realizing what you need to shift, what you need to change. And, you know, what really helps you become more aware is getting present with yourself. And so this is when we lean into our practices, meditation, yoga, to kind of bring awareness to the thoughts, especially those ones that are on repeat, and especially those ones that are putting you down or like going on and on about all the things that you don't like about your life. Because it's like, okay, well, if you don't like this aspect of your life, let's change it, because we're not stuck. Okay, we all get dealt the set of cards, but we can still take actions to make change. And I'm not saying the change will happen overnight, but it will eventually happen if we start stepping towards it. And this is what the shift in the words helps us do.
Yes, and I think another major thing that it helps is it helps us let go of the past. So if you are that person who has always said, I'm going to start this on this day, I'm going to do this, then you might also be the person who is very reflective and thinks, why didn't I start earlier? We've all had these conversations with ourselves and thought, you know, like, why didn't I do that earlier? Like, I knew I should have started that, and I wish I had done this. And it's kind of just a pointless conversation where you're just, again, just putting yourself down, and it doesn't really make you feel good. And so what this shift does is it helps you let go of the past. It helps you realize that now, because I'm being, be, which means you're being here now, now is all that matters. This choice matters because this choice that I'm making impacts my future. Instead of dwelling on the past and being like, oh, well, like, what's the point anyway? Like, I'm too far gone, so I'm not even going to start. Like, we can all kind of relate to those conversations that we've had with ourselves as well, where we're like, nah, what's the point? But the point is we want to make our lives better. We want to feel more energized. We want to feel more vibrant. We want to wake up feeling more focused and excited for our lives, because like, this is the only life that we get. And so when we can shift those words to be, it also helps us let go of the past and stop living in the past.
Yeah. I love that so much. And I mean, the fact is that it can be simple. I think sometimes because the goal might feel so far away, like the result might feel so far away, but if we just change to the be, like for our example, I'm going to be healthy, or I'm going to, what's the one for the job? How do I say for the job? I'm going to be more loving at work.
Well, maybe it's I'm going to be
More inspired, I guess, at work.
It could be anything. I'm going to be more ambitious. Like, I'm going to be whatever it might be. But then you start to, I mean, we could even use a word like, I'm going to be successful.
Yes.
Like, not I'm going to get
success.
Like, I'm going to be successful. And then you start to question your actions. Like, what actions do I need to make in order to take me closer to that goal, in order to get me to what success is for me? And I'm not saying being successful is a certain thing. What is success to you, and what choices are you making in order to take you closer to that? Like, how do you actually need to be in order to be successful?
Yeah, and that's the same with the health thing. Like, you know, everyone's version of healthy or idea of healthy is different. So it's always important to check in with, you know, you're not doing it to follow someone else's kind of routine and goal. It's for you. I think what this kind of, I guess, shift does is not only does it make it more simple and doable, I think it makes it more enjoyable. It also makes it last, because, you know, it's not just to get to a certain point. It's actually to be a certain way and live a certain way. So therefore, you know, you do it for the rest of your life. Isn't it crazy that it can all just be simple? And I know we've talked about this all the time. I think sometimes as humans, we overthink and overanalyze everything. And as you said, Carla, we spend so much time putting ourselves down for our past decisions and like regretting stuff, which is such a waste of time. Instead, if we just focus on the now and what we can do right now to shift the direction, shift the future, it's such a better use of our time and energy.
So true.
And
it's very exciting, really. So this idea that shifting our goals and how we set our goals and the words that we use has the power to help us shift our actions. And like, this is really the whole idea. So it's not one big action that leads you to the goal or leads you to where you want to be or leads you to what you want to get. It's the realization that it's step by step, tiny choice after tiny choice that leads you there. So like, every choice that we make is important. And I guess that is what this also helps you do. It helps you realize the importance of our daily habits. What are we doing every single day? Because what we do every single day makes up the weeks. We've said this before. Makes up the days, makes up the weeks, makes up the months, makes up the years, makes up the life. So how we live now, how we live today is is forging our futures.
Yes.
So and the choices we make today are important.
Yes. And it's like in every aspect of life, it's the same thing. It's like if you're in a relationship and you're thinking, I want more love in my relationship, well, what can you do today to create that? It might not get there straight away, but what can you do in this moment? How can you be? What are you in control of? Exactly. You be more loving, then therefore probably most likely you're going to create a more loving relationship. You want to be more successful. Okay, well, what decision do you need to make? Perhaps it's emailing a bunch of people you want to connect with, or connecting with people on LinkedIn, or maybe it's signing up for that course. Mm-hmm. And you do that now, you do that today to create that sense of feeling and being that you wish to bring into your life. This is why, again, the self-awareness is so important, because we need to realize what actually we want our lives to look like as well, because sometimes you can just go along through the motions, can't you? You just live through your to-do list, keep following along and wondering why perhaps you feel unhappy. Well, now is the time to stop and reflect and question it. Is there anything I want to change?
It's kind of like, first of all, it's understanding how you are in this moment, and then it's working out how you want to be and realizing that you have the control, you have the power to shift that in small decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very exciting when you break it down like this. So it helps our goals seem less overwhelming and more doable. It helps us realize that it's the step-by-step moments that count, and that is an exciting thing. Because it means that we're not waiting for like that come back to the success thing. We're not waiting for that one big grand opportunity to just land in our lap. Like, where is it? Like, I've been waiting. Like, how come it's not happening? It helps you realize that it's not that. Like, it's not, you know, we hear all these stories and you think, oh, overnight success.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's not true, because we are just there for the overnight success moment, whereas that person has lived year after year, day after day, month after month, trying to get to where they want to be, and we just see where they are instead of
looking
at where they've been. And so this is why it's important to remember that, like, any great thing, any change only happens through small step after small step. It's not you run a marathon and finally you're healthy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Actually, you probably will hurt yourself and injure yourself if you do.
Yeah.
That.
You probably go one step forward and 10 steps back if you do that. So important, I feel, this conversation is as well, for one last reason I will add, because it puts the responsibility back on ourselves. Sometimes we kind of look for, I don't know, I guess like excuses, I guess, maybe, for the things we wish to bring in. Or I'm not disciplined. I just can't do something like that.
Well, I don't know the right people.
Yeah. It's like we make excuses up. Mm-hmm. And like some of them are true for sure. But if we start smaller on that day-to-day stuff, the small little decisions, it gets easier and it feels more simple. And the action starts with us. The action starts with you. You have to take the action. You don't wait for the magical delivery of that goal.
So true.
Well,
I love this conversation so much. A quick podcast is a good podcast when we can get when we can get to the point nice and quickly, when we can get to the shift nice and quickly. I like it because it means that, like, you at home get to, or wherever you are, you get to take this, pop it in your back pocket and ponder on it for the rest of the day. And let us know if you shift your words, if you shift one tiny thing in something that you're looking to welcome in, so a goal or I guess something you would like to be, let us know, because we want to hear about it. and tell us how it makes you feel. Tell us if it helped shift your choices and your decisions. Anything else to add?
No, I think you wrapped it up quite nicely.
Wrapped it up with a little bow. All right, we will be back in your ears next week, hopefully with a brand new episode. We are actually going down to Canberra because we are helping our mum and dad get their house ready to put on the market, which is exciting. And we're just going to be market ready.
Yes, we're going to be ready to sell the house. And what does that mean? That means we take adequate action, which mum and dad are already doing anyway.
I know, they're amazing.
So if you are looking to put, no, I'm kidding. But really, in Canberra,
this is a great house.
Oh, well, I would love it.
No, it's very exciting because it means that they're going to move up very, very soon, and we'll be all together. Have a great day, and we'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.